Thank you, worship team, for leading us this morning, our tech team, week by week. We are grateful to each of these. Hope you'll listen to the service till the very end. I want to make some announcements at the end of the service today. Zacchaeus, what a name. You know, tomorrow, John and Angie will have a baby. Baby number two is coming tomorrow. We don't know if it's a boy or girl, but if it's a boy, I would like to recommend name him Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus Lassiter. That's a good name. Wasn't his name that catches our attention? His occupation, tax collector. His wealth, his stature as a wee little guy. Maybe it's just the creative nature of a man that climbs a tree. We like the story of Zacchaeus. It's a feel-good story with a happy ending. His story captures many of us because it is our story too. Zacchaeus' story begins with a call. A call. Verse 5, Jesus stops, looks up, and calls Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, come down. I want to go with you to your home. Jesus offered a call to come and to follow. Verse 10 of Luke 19, Jesus said, I, the Son of Man, I've come to seek and to save those that are lost. Jesus said, come and follow. I've come to seek and to save. Really, that wraps up, summarizes so much of Jesus' entire ministry. Mark chapter 1, Jesus sees Simon and Andrew fishing, and he says, guys, come and follow. Leave your nets. Come and follow. I'll make you fishers of men. And they did. Matthew chapter 11, Jesus said, come to me all. Come to me all who are burdened and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Jesus is recorded in the Revelation, speaking words to the church at Laodicea, Revelation 3:20, and Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door of your heart, and I knock. If you hear the knock, open the door, and I'll come in. A call. Have you heard the call of Jesus? Come and follow. Come and see. Come down. Come unto me. I was a skinny 9-year-old boy in the summer of 1972. During vacation Bible school at the First Baptist Church in Burnet. It was a 10-day Bible school, and on the Tuesday before it ended on that second week Wednesday, I heard the call. The call came from the pastor, Mike Cox. But it wasn't his call. It was Jesus' call to me. I can hear that call in my heart. I can feel that call today as surely as I did so long ago. But it's not enough just to hear the call. There's more. Jesus delivers the call, but then we have to respond to the call. We have to answer the call. Now, I want you to picture what's happening in this creative text as Luke remembers it. Jesus is walking into Jericho on his way to Jerusalem this last time. And as he makes his way, his disciples and others, remember the crowds were really great during this time of his ministry. Zacchaeus, being a sharp man, knowing that Jesus is coming, has this creative way. He wants to see Jesus, so he climbs up the tree and waits to catch a look at Jesus as he passes by. Now, here's the awkward part. Jesus gets to that sycamore fig tree in verse 5 and stops. I picture a domino. Stops, looks up, and says, "Zacchaeus, come down. I need to go to your house." Now, don't you know there was a pause? I mean, this could have really fallen apart. Zacchaeus could have said, "No, not gonna. Keep going. I just wanted to look at you. Stop looking at me. Go on." Jesus could have reached up and grabbed it and said, "You will come down." He could have called the powers of heaven, "Make him come forth." But instead, the Message translation of verse 6 says, "Zacchaeus scrambled out of the tree, hardly believing his good luck, delighted to take Jesus with him." Zacchaeus heard the call of Jesus, and he responded to the call. He answered the call. He committed himself to the call. I want you to notice, Jesus never pulls anyone out of the tree. Jesus simply offers the call. Jesus never forces anyone out of the boat to follow him. He simply offers the invitation. Jesus has never barged through any door. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if you don't answer, I will come in and grab you." No. He knocks. He calls. He seeks. Jesus longs to reach out and hold and carry those burdens and carry you. Like Zacchaeus, Jesus will go into any home. Remember the folks, they began to talk. "Zacchaeus, he's a sinner. He's rotten. He's a thief. He works for them. He takes our money. He's a crook." He's a talk. He's a crook. They talked. And Jesus went. Jesus gave the call. Zacchaeus hurried, scampered down the tree. But not only did he answer the call, but his life was changed forever. Verse 8, "But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, 'Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anyone," and he had, "if I've cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount.'" Jesus said, "Today, Zacchaeus, salvation has come to you." Zacchaeus didn't just hear the call, but he responded to the call, and he was changed forever. He was changed. He didn't write the words to the song. Zacchaeus didn't. Rufus McDaniel did. But when we used to have Sunday night worship, and you would have Sunday night choose your hymn, I was always the first one to raise my hand or not raise my hand. I just scream out, 441. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul, for which long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. I'm possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure, and no dark clouds of doubt now my pathway obscure, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy over my soul like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came in to my heart. What a wonderful change. A wonderful change indeed. That's what happened to Zacchaeus. He heard the call. He answered the call, and he was changed. Has it happened to you? I do love this story. It's a wonderful story. I'm glad Luke captured it in the song. It's a song that I remember, one of the first songs, Jesus Loves Me, and Zacchaeus was a wee little man. But it's so much more than a children's story or a children's song. It's Zacchaeus' salvation story. It's my story. Is it your story? If not, it can be. For Jesus still calls today. His call is come and follow. Seek and find. I knock on the door. You have to open. You have to come out of the tree. You have to get out of the boat and get in his boat. You trust him. Now you may be saying, yeah, but Zacchaeus, he sounded like a rotten guy, but Jesus doesn't know me. Oh, yes, he does. The crowd said, oh, he's a sinner. Your friends and family may say that about you too. All of us are. We don't get right and then come to Jesus. Zacchaeus didn't sit in the tree and say, well, I'll come down, but let me first do this. No, he came down first. No one who ever came to Jesus got cleaned up, got right, and then came to Jesus. No, you come just as you are. That's really the only way God can receive us is just as we are. And then the change, the glorious change begins to happen. I sing because of salvation. I sing because Christ saved me. I heard the call. I remember on that Tuesday walking and taking the hand of my pastor and saying, I want Jesus. I responded, just as we are. Do you need to come today? You're saying, well, Pastor, when we get back to regular worship, I'll come and talk to you. Don't wait. I'm here at the office every day. Call me or text me, or more important than me, you just call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He hears you. He loves you. And he stands wanting and willing and desiring for you to respond. Have you heard the call? Have you responded? Change will happen. Right in your living room, change can happen. Would you respond today?